I was almost subject to an essay. I would still say I was assaulted in the cities that we live around. One of those things that every massage parlor has become a brothel. It's been a tough week during business hours. Lots of bad things have happened, and I have been absolutely assaulted this week. I don't know if I can even make this video, but please leave a comment, like, share with your friends so this doesn't happen to anyone else in the future. And let's get into it. So you're familiar with this clip.
I'm sorry, you're the only man at the table. Why are we doing separate tests? It's all women here.
I'm not responsible for paying everybody. I got the birthday
but
girl.
You invited everybody. You invited all of us.
I didn't invite you. Ernestine invited you. Okay? I'm responsible for who I brought.
Okay, you're the only man. Okay. I'm sorry, hold on. We was all doing Russian roulette, paying your credit cards and all that. Now all of a sudden you want to split checks? We're doing split checks,
bro? That was 2021.
Yeah, okay? Wait.
Things were different.
Yeah, hold on. This is my birthday, for real. You're the only man at the table. You got to pay the taxes. It's $700 for this whole table, and it's my birthday. Oh. It's only fans. Are you kidding me right now?
No, if that was the case, I would have just took you out.
Are you going to sit, Dre? Are you going to let him sit here with a whole table full of women?
I really feel like it's not a responsibility, and y'all going to help me?
Y'all going to help me. Not us splitting checks.
You need to leave.
No, I'm not paying for anything. And that's ghetto. Like, you don't come to no establishment like that talking about splitting checks. I don't do that.
Oh, yeah, she invited all her friends.
Yeah, it's a famous thing where a man goes out with his wife to this girl's party. And he didn't invite everyone. Like, they all were already having this thing, and he was told to pay for everyone. You're the man here.
Like, oh, babe, we're going to go have a girls' night. And you're like, oh, I'll show up for dinner or a drink. And then I'm like, oh, bill's on you. Excuse me?
Apparently, this is now a trend. So, apparently, let's just say some Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, probably even Grindr. People.
So this
dating.
Is a date. This is not a married couple.
These are all dating apps that people meet for the first time. Facebook dating, you know, OkCupid, all the ones that nobody knows about anymore. Everyone is starting to do this shit where they just show up.
I want to eat the shrimp. Tell me the Spanish deal. That's a meal. All of
this. They start ordering for their entire fucking family.
To go?
Yeah.
All right.
And then I'm going to get something for my 12-year-old because he eat like a man. So I get the prize. And then I might as well get us something for
him
to eat tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay, now hold on for a minute. How much stuff did you just order? How much you got, ma'am?
I have, so I already put in the wings. Those are going to come from here. And then I have a spinach dip.
A spinach dip to go.
Buffalo sandwich to go.
Buffalo sandwich to go. Chicken tenders to go.
That's all I have for now.
I got three children. You know that.
You got three children?
Yeah, so I'm going to order all them something.
That's crazy.
So he rightfully takes off. He's like, no. I didn't know this. I didn't know you have kids. I'm going to side with the man here. You ever pull this shit on me, I'm going to let you order everything. And then I'm leaving after I eat.
See, it would be, that's still kind of weird too, though, because I'm thinking it's different if she's ordering it to go and it's coming out of her pocket if she's not expecting him to pay. But like, if that's a first, second date, that's still kind of a weird thing to do regardless. So.
Why are you only bringing two boxes? Thank you. But you see my son, Chris, right here? Like, what is Prince? Your problem?
She brought her son.
I'm gonna buy him something.
I mean, I didn't come by myself. I come with a package. Like, that's my son, and aren't you hungry, baby? Yeah, see, like, that's so rude. Why would you do that?
I'm sorry, little man, but I told your mom. I told her that I wasn't signing up for all this. It was
supposed to be. You gonna tell my son you're not signing up for all this?
Where your dad?
See, that's why you.
Where your dad at, little man?
So basically, he asked where your dad at. Don't ask my son this. He's like, hey, let me ask you, where's his father at? Valid question. You're expecting me to pay for you and your son on a first date. If I tell you, because we dated, you had a child. If I said, no, bring your daughter. I'd like to treat both you ladies out to dinner. That's what you do. If I invited you out for a date, I didn't know you had kids, and you showed up with a kid, I'm going to be like, okay, I, being me, I genuinely fell in love with Khaleesi first sight. So I'd be like, okay, whatever you want, ice cream, boom. I would have done it all. But now if I was a single 23-year-old, I've been like, you got me fucked up. You trying to dip in my pocket. You need to walk home. Call an Uber, something. So I understand how some of these guys are acting because they're not wrong. They can do what they want. It's their money. They put out an invite.
That's not some, if she doesn't want somebody who's going to act like that, at least she knows that right now. But exactly. She should have gone another approach with the introduction on that. That is kind of grimy to do in front of the child.
So I side with the men. If you ever need to just take off, at least order yourself some food, put it on her bill, and then she's got to deal with it. Because she's the one who's trying to cut into somebody else's pocket. Might as well make her pay for it. What's the worst thing going to happen? You're going to be forced to pay for your part of the meal? Cops can only do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, what did you order? I ordered this, told the waitress that's what is mine. Boom. Make your statement clear to the waitress, at least. That way, tip the waitress. The rest is on baby mama.
At least that ticket ain't made it to the kitchen yet.
Yeah. I just saw something else that's wild. Now, this is crazy because there's a lot of people that walk out, especially in business in general. We've had people who have just snatched and grabbed their devices back. There are people who steal products if there's products to steal. There are people who steal services if there's services to steal.
Yep.
But hair?
Where you look.
How do you steal hair?
Easily. Well, not easily because it's a fight, but it's not. There's many ways to steal hair.
Well, somebody got caught.
Yeah. Still in the wig or getting braided and trying to run off without paying.
They didn't want to pay. And so.
So hair is complete.
Not no more.
I mean, she's within her rights, I feel like.
Why didn't she run? Because I've seen the ones where the stylist will try and, like, hold the kid who's trying to get free haircuts. But this one's interesting because she stood there and took it.
And that's all day, too.
Oh, yeah. They
wasn't like an hour in the chair.
They sequester 12-hour slots for some of these hair.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't easy.
I'd be mad as hell because she can't even, like, reuse that. She's cutting it.
This nigga just came in here and thought he wasn't going to get my nails and my toes done. That's crazy. That's crazy. You got your wallet on here? You got Apple Pay? What you got? You don't want to be on the camera now, huh? This nigga thought he was about to come in here and not pay for my nails. That's crazy.
Yeah. She likes sitting and standing in place for long periods of time because why? Ain't no way. Oh, so she tried. So the statement says she tried to run off and then was locked in. That's crazy.
That stuff's not cheap. I don't blame people. That's crazy that you would go and get a service provided knowing you don't have the money to pay for it. Like, what did she think was going to happen? She had 12 hours to plot what was going to happen, but
she's just scrolling on fucking Instagram while it's getting cut.
That's hella embarrassing, though. Like,
I mean, from a male perspective, I would have shaved anyone's head. Because now where this is like the boat analogy. Where does mine begin and yours end? Or yours begin and mine end? Because it's all interwoven here. Let us know in the comments below. At what point is this her hair? Like, that ain't no fucking way. I'm shaving the whole thing. Bald as a cue ball. Bald as an eight ball. Sorry. Not sorry. That's just nuts.
Yeah. I'm mad for her.
Again, going in line, there is a trend where women online, everyone needs to be aware. Women on dating apps are trying to scam you. Women on hookups or like some shorty you're talking to. It is not 5 years ago. This is the hustler's playground.
Nowhere safe.
Nowhere safe.
Blocked him and called him sassy for not wanting to get nails done on the first date.
They're not even on the first date.
Right, yeah.
This is before the date.
I was first. How are you going to get them done? I don't really know yet. Okay. I'm going to get them done. I mean, that's it. Like, you're not going to ask for my cash up or nothing?
Your cash up for what?
You invited me on a date and I need my nails done. I mean, I thought I was clicking your head while I'm telling you I'm going to get my nails done.
Oh, I asked you on it. Hold up. Let's back up. I gotta get your nails done to take you on a date.
Yes, you do. Like, if you invite me on a date, I have to look a certain way. And it's your job as a man to make sure I look like that. Like, baby, who raised you? It seems like your parents failed.
You just said it, though. I'm not your man yet.
Okay, but you're trying to be. Taking me on a date means you trying to be my man, right? Okay, so you need to show me that you even worthy of me giving you my goddamn time.
Wow, that's crazy. I pay for my girl dates, but I'm still trying to get to know.
It's giving broke energy. Y'all do so sassy. You're the sassy ass motherfucker. Y'all, it's giving broke. You good. Don't contact me. You good.
As a woman who gets her nails done pretty often, just not lately, you know.
Been on a nail hiatus lately.
Well, then again, a lot of these places turn out to be sex trafficking rings in Oklahoma. If you don't know.
What makes me mad about Oklahoma nail is that, one, like, I like the powder for my nails, and they don't do it the same out here. And it's hella thick and twice as much. Like, I could get whatever I want for $50 in California, and my nails is good. Out here, it's just thick. And not the same. It's not the same.
It's not classy. It's flashy out here. Everyone.
Not even. It's trashy.
It's trashy flashy. You know what I mean? It's 10 pounds of makeup and high heels.
I mean, right? I like the long nails, right?
Hold on. You understand my analogy here, right? It's 10 pounds of makeup and high heels. It's a two-bit whore.
Lipstick on a pig.
Exactly. They make it look good. For a short period of time, but it's heavy. It's like, you look so good, honey. I tell you. Yeah. You tell me they're not. Don't even. That is spot on. Honey, what you do? I tell you, you get gel nails. It's perfect.
When somebody talks to you with an accent, do you respond with said accent?
No. No. Unless they're talking in honky. When you start talking Texan and you get like real like this and this is that like that. Lots of this, yes, master. All that, I start repeating it to them at pure habit so I don't laugh. Because there's a lot of Texans who come into our stores. It's unfortunate, but y'all deserve it. Point about the nails was, if I had to pay on top of a date to see my date, I would be gay.
See, I've seen the analogy here that I saw was like when you're going on a first date with a man for the first time, you can't do that because it's like when you go to view the apartment, they don't charge you to do the walkthrough to see if you want to put in your application. But they were like, if a man's been to your home and now he's done left and now he's trying to come back, it is okay to require a security deposit before he gets time with you.
I thought that was the craziest thing because they're requesting these payments now for nails, hair. You want me to look good? You know, I need to do this. I need gas. Like, it's a trap out there. The dating scene.
I think it's that, and a lot of it is a test too, because there's a way for a man to respond that asserts his dominance without degrading the woman. And that's probably what she's looking for. Or there's some man that will just pay it because it's a beautiful woman. So yeah, here's money. I want that time with you. So you either got the sucker or you got like the more masculine male, or you got somewhere in between. And it's like, you know what? You're just a waste of the time because I'm not getting the money from you. You're not asserting the dominance. Get out of my face.
Okay. So I know you as a woman wouldn't do this, but knowing me from how we got together, do you think I would have been the person to pay somebody for their nails and whatnot? Because at the time I was throwing around money like crazy. Do you think I would have fallen for that? Be honest. Doesn't matter for camera.
I don't think so. I think maybe for me, because now you're coming back in the house. You've been there.
Yeah.
So I'm requiring a deposit.
I know what I got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what is on the other side of that coin. But I think if it was just a girl you've never met before that just met you, I don't think so.
For those who don't know, I guess we're just going to make dating the topic of this and Instagram dating. But we've been together almost 14 years. Short break. But short break being run back, now you have a child. It wasn't like...
Yeah, that short break was
a few years. Yeah. So I had to like re-earn that trust. And it was a pain in the ass because now I'm like, I'm a better man doing better things. And she's like, mm-hmm.
I really don't care.
I don't fucking... Like, who are you?
My friends were like, girl, shut up.
Yeah, this is like... And then I'm trying to be, you know, like I got money now. I got things now. I got things going on. Not a good look. Don't do it.
Could not be bothered.
Yeah. And then with a kid, especially.
Could not be bothered.
I brought gifts. I'm like, what the fuck? It's not a birthday. Yeah. It's not Christmas. You
were calling my mom like, listen, mom called me. Your hair tie at my house. Can I bring it back?
No, it wasn't even that. It was a scarf and it was, you wouldn't answer my question. And your mom was like, why don't you come over for dinner? And I was like, oh, I got a hair tie. Or yeah, was it
I come
thing?
Home and you're just already there.
She kept calling. She's like, bring over to come in this, do that, do that. I think your mom wanted you out. You know.
Perhaps.
You were living for a short period with your mother in transition.
She wanted me to leave, but she wanted my child to stay behind.
Yeah. So it was one of those, don't go, please stay. But nowadays, dating, because we helped friends 2020, 2019, in their dating lives, and they didn't have to deal with any of this shit. This wasn't present. The friends that I have now, their dating lives are like hookups or massage parlors. And
that's crazy how the massage parlors, I mean, maybe it's always been a thing. I've heard about them here and there throughout the years, but now it's prevalent.
Another topic on the show, if you did not know, there are probably 6 massage parlors I know of in Enid and in Woodward, in the cities that we live around. And it is one of those things that every massage parlor has become a brothel.
And it's sad because I just want a regular massage. No extras.
And they don't even say extra. It's more. More?
More.
More. Yeah. So here's the tea. My wife knows this because I called her immediately. I was almost subject to an essay. I would still say I was assaulted. I was touched inappropriately. Unwanted touching at the least. Mm-hmm. I needed a back massage. I drive 160 miles a day, 4 days a week at the minimum. Some days 5, some days 6, or some weeks 6. And so it's a lot of sitting in the same position. And my lower back tends to, like, all right, this sucks. You know, so she's tired of rubbing down my fat back. She does it. No complaints. But I know it's one of those things. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe somebody can work out some of these knots that my wife with gentle hands will not elbow or like.
Don't get me started.
there's some times where she'll wind up, but not like, does it feel good? You know, like, and pop it. Like, you got to know what to look for. And so these friends that I know which ones to look out for and how to look out for them. Mm-hmm. And so even with our run-ins with the FBI, with the one that was upstairs in our store in Woodward, these have just a basic, hey, it's a hole in the wall, no open sign, no X, Y, and Z. These things are, you know about it.
They're there unless you know that they're there.
Exactly. So I called all the places in town that we're at now. And I was like, hey, I need a back massage today, please. Here's what's the price. Just a back massage. And it was one of those things that I think I was on the phone for like 20 minutes bouncing around. Finally found a place. Here we go. Wellness, blah, blah, blah. It's already been reported to authorities. This is a real thing that happened. And I'm saying this for pure just hilarity because I shamed myself into falling for it to sit there for an extra 15 minutes and just deal with the awkwardness. And let them finish, not me, but let them finish the massage while telling me that I am a good man and a good husband for not wanting more. Basically, go in, woman named Ling Mei. Great. Here. Oh, you 1 o'clock. Okay. Let's get you in. Okay. Get undressed. Everything's good. Get into my undies. Kind of. You know, boxers. So I ride them up because they always get the back of the thighs and, you know, they do the thing. Sometimes they'll rub your butt for you. I've got a small butt. It's not really ever been rubbed by a third party. But so here's my awkward first bit. She immediately goes for the lower back. Said, hey, where's it hurt? Right. Okay. What do you want? Hard? You want soft? Great. It starts off fine. The problem I had was when she goes to the lower back, she like rolls your underwear. I've had that happen before, but usually there's a towel on top, not remove the towel and then roll the underwear. Weird. So I was like, okay, you can just leave the towel on. Puts the towel back over me, starts rubbing the back, does all the back massage stuff for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It's probably okay. Roll over. I'm like, okay, haven't done arms. They usually do like the back of the arms and stuff. I figure in I'm going to get rolled up and they're going to do the arms and the hands and oil the fingers and do the crackling things they always do. Great. No. She's like, oh, mister. I'm like, yeah. What's up? She's like, you want more? More? And then taps my crotch. No. Sorry. Hey, no play. No for me today. Married. Happily married. And I believe I even did the whole like, hey, happily married. Not needed. Thank you so much, but no. And then flip back over, just work on the back and we're good. You know, whatever the time is, I just could not. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, holy shit, I actually fell into the trap that we've talked about.
Propositioned.
I got propositioned by a hooker, probably a sex slave in Oklahoma. So my first thought is I need to tell my wife this unwanted touching was not my design, because if I go home smelling like hooker, it's not a good time, especially if there's oils involved. Don't want that happen. So I deal with it. I leave a tip. Thank you very much. Because I don't know if she's like a slave or this is her doing it and just trying to make some extra money. Older Asian lady, nice lady, seemed fine. And then I call my FBI buddy. I'm like, hey, I know you just busted one.
I got another one.
And then he's like, don't do anything illegal. I'm like, I've already been there. It happened. And I didn't. I'm married. Again, happily married. Nobody believes me at this point. Even my own wife doesn't believe me at this point. But it's one of those things where I was like, I went through all the steps of like the awkward guy who's like, I just don't want to make a scene. But I'm usually the guy who wants to make a scene. You know what I mean? I should have thrown it off and been like,
on that. How I say sometimes is coercion. There you go. Just happened to you.
I was touched. I was like, more? I wouldn't call it. I was assaulted in a degree. Like, it wasn't more.
The start of it. You know? Feel,
there was nothing rising in me. There was no attraction to this elderly woman. She was 60. There was
a fear and a hesitancy of
more flattered, like truly that I look, you know, like most of your customers. Yeah.
Like a fucking weirdo.
I just look like every common weirdo in rural Oklahoma. I'm fitting right in, Ma. My hilarity is the fact that she just became a totally different person after I said no. Like warm grandma. It was
probably
10 times more awkward.
Probably not doing that by choice because she probably was absolutely dreading it and you said no and she's like, oh my God.
Her price was half of what, you know, some of the other bigger salon places were that couldn't take me for a week. And I'm like, people don't want to wait a week for a massage when they need something.
Right. Unless these you're people scheduling like a date thing or like.
Yeah. Like, okay, just do the job, offer so many slots a day. Don't take appointments a week out. You know, I don't see that as being like the best thing.
And this isn't a populated enough area that what they really doing.
Like, I didn't feel bad for the people upstairs in Woodward and getting arrested and all the fun stuff because they finally got busted, state police, and then bailed out. Whole nother story. New information on that. But this one, I'm like, she turned into like a nice old grandma. And like, oh, you great husband, your wife's so lucky, everything. Just very
personality 180
instead of like, okay, you want hard, soft, boom, 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 like almost manly, just very direct to business. And then very soft, like you could have been that way the whole time. And it would have been much more pleasant. It was like a pleasant 15 minutes of her talking. Mm-hmm. That wasn't pleasant when she was making, like, there was no crazy noises that the other places say on Facebook, mm-hmm. nothing like that. There was no buildup. So it was one of those like really off,
got you off guard.
Yeah. Like once I flipped over more, like what the fuck happened here? Like I almost, did I fall asleep and wake up somewhere else? You know, like it didn't seem that way. Cause I've seen what they look like. Mm-hmm. So yeah. SA in rural Oklahoma reported everything's under control. And no, I do not need a shoulder to cry on. I am fine. No, it happens, especially to men. We're not going to go on to Facebook and scream about it. This is, I don't know how many people have rubbed against my junk in my life, but it's not, it wasn't anything like a grab or like, now, you know what I mean? It's not as crazy and violent as most essays. It was still, I will say, less invasive than bringing your child on a first date.
Yeah, cut that out.
To me, it that was less damage to me in my mental state than a person bringing their child on a first date.
That's weird.
How? I'm expecting one thing, getting another in both scenarios. One, I'm truly feeling like this person gives no shits taken advantage of. Like one's just out to take advantage of you. One's to do a job for money. Very clear.
One's trying to take advantage of you. One, somebody else is taking advantage of them.
Yeah. Or like more, you know, it's not like, hey, can I bring my kid?
I would rather be approached by a sex slave than approached by a small child I don't know.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I would rather be approached by a sex slave than be approached by a woman who is out for my pocketbook to feed her children that she can't feed.
'Tis but one and the same.
Okay.
Is she not?
But in these dating, I'm just saying, if it was clear terms, hey, I'm going to bring my kid and there's going to be an exchange.
You know, one of my friends many years ago, they'd just gotten out of a long-term relationship and got on Tinder or whatever it was.
We always jump back to Tinder, all of us.
And they were talking to this chick for a bit and decided to go out on a date. So he picks her up. And the second she gets in the car, she's like, oh, we can pull over and smash over there. We can pull over, smash over there. And he's just like, you don't want to have dinner first? He was like, that's how I knew when I was old. He's like, God damn, can't eat?
No. No. Yeah. 22-year-old me, that was me. Yeah. It was Tinder. The problem is online. Back then, I think the first couple of dates when I before dated Justine and I had like three or four, it was very clear what you wanted. These people were very like, here's what I want, here's what I don't want, or here's what I'm looking for. No, it's just honesty. Nowadays, you ain't honest if you're on the internet.
You can have both promiscuity and
honesty. That's marriage.
Promiscuous?
With each other. What's the word? Not promiscuity. Open, like, you can be fun and be married.
I'm committed, not dead.
Exactly. But some of these people are taking advantage. If you're bringing six girlfriends to your dinner, or you're trying to order 11 side dishes for your three children.
And the next day.
Like, what am I getting out of this? You know what I mean? Do you want me to meet your kids? Is there, you were once a single mom.
The idea being is that the world is now has an overabundance of sucka men. She's gotten away with that with somebody. Mm-hmm. Let me see if it'll work again. There's been men that I just like, co-workers from back in the day when I was like 19 or 20, that was like obviously interested. And I could not care less. I think this one guy that just kept bugging me, I just walked up to him and I was like, hey, do you want to pay my car insurance? That was it. That was the start of the conversation. Yeah, sure. And did. And I never went on a date with him. He asked again. Not interested. what made that idea cross my mind? Somebody made a joke about it. And I'm like, yeah, I bet he would. And they're like, yeah, go see. Ha ha, he he. And I was like,
was it cash or card?
Cash.
Handed you cash.
Handed me cash.
Do you think that's something to do with like the male's need to provide?
No, not in this case. Not in this case.
I've never done anything. I've never done anything like that. It boggles my mind that some of these men get stuck into this and don't just immediately record it. Because you know, for the 50 that are on the internet, there are thousands of women pulling this every day that would be better suited for a massage parlor because it's less invasive.
They just need to find a good website for financial dominatrix and live their best life.
Yeah. Well, my
I could cuss somebody out for some money.
Feet pics. She's got some nice feet. I am happily selling these feet pics for $12.99 a piece. Oh, one by foot. That's $25 a set. If you want wet or dry, then it goes up in 85. Price. Yeah, it goes to like 60, 85. We got to, you know, have a set.
Whatever.
You need a rainy day. Put your feet up, kick them up, backdrop with a rainbow. That's $200. That's a beautiful framed picture. Signed.
Sealed delivered. Sealed
delivered. But no, like I was saying, I have never had this happen to me. I don't know how men do. So the thought of this happening to me personally, there's a different expectation between a brothel, like or a massage parlor where you get propositioned and there's already a clear exchange of money for services where somebody would be like, you know, I see how men fall into that trap. I don't see how men fall into the trap of like, hey, let me take you to Buffalo Wild Wings. And then you get, you know, it's on me because that's the right thing. A man should pay for the dinner that you're inviting somebody to. Mm-hmm. We have this thing. If we invite somebody to dinner or if we ask a family friend or even new friends to dinner.
Yeah. If pay. I gave the invite, it's out of my wallet.
It's my wallet. We want to do it. We're paying. You cannot pay with us. So, you know. It's the right thing to do. It's what I was raised to do. The difference is when you're including other people that's like, okay, let me invite my friends. And then they're like, all right, we're going to bring our 6 children. Are you cool with that? And then
like, if we invited Alex and then Alex is like, well, I invited these 3 guys.
At that point,
for Alex, yeah. I don't know what those 3 guys are about to do.
But this is the problem. If Alex was like, no, you invited me. Your rule is you pay. And then tried to force us to pay for 3 other people.
I think not.
That's what these people are doing. And I think it's a money grab. It's purely money grab. They're not trying to marry these men. This isn't a test. This is purely, I get asked on a lot of dates and I'm going to benefit from it. Cause what nasty shit can't I do?
Yeah. Or they're just genuinely not interested because if they're like, if somebody keeps sliding into your DM, ask them for money.
Oh yeah. I've seen the ones that are like, all right, give me $300 and I'll go out on a date with you.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's just GTFO.
That's fuck OnlyFans.
No, that's I don't want to talk to you and you won't leave me alone. So I'm going to do something that's going to piss you off and now you won't talk.
There's OnlyFans creators that don't show any, you know, skin and they charge just for their time to reply with AI messages. That's all it is. And some of the people, and I know some of the people who probably will watch this. Absolutely, you're on OnlyFans. If there was keywords or AI embedded in these apps that were like, all right, let's search for these and weed these people out, mm-hmm. that if you mentioned somebody paying for X, Y, and Z on the first date, they would probably circumvent a lot of the hookers on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, Grindr.
Life out there is treacherous.
Could you imagine if you were a single woman right now? Pre- 2 children, you know.
Oh, I hate people.
Modern, no, back then you were very social. Very social.
To whom?
Your friend groups going out. You wanted to not be in the house all day.
Yeah, I like being outside, but I don't like who I see out there.
You're a water baby.
I'm not talking to people. I'm very socially awkward. I'll talk to people that I already know. I like that.
Kids made you socially awkward.
No.
You were very like talking to everyone. Parties at my house.
The hot Russian lady that got in the hot tub with us. I was awkward until she heard me talking to you. And she looked at me and she asked if I was Russian. She started that. I would have never talked to her.
I totally forgot.
That Halloween party, yes, I didn't talk to anybody I didn't already knew.
I was also on a lot of drugs that night. So you were probably preoccupied. But I remember the river, every time we'd go out with friends.
People that I already know.
Parties at my house.
Nobody that I didn't already know.
Which you knew a lot of people because you were very social.
No.
Everyone knew you.
So I know who people, but I didn't actually know them. The only people that I talked to at that party was Scott, my cousin that showed up with.
Oh my God, my Scott. Cousin. I wonder how many OnlyFans creators Scott pays for.
All of them, if he's got anything.
Well, he's Mormon, you know, so like he's good.
When the last time I saw Scott, his parents were not footing any more bills right now.
Yeah, but he was also 30 at that time.
Right.
And he was 30 as a scene kid at 30, and all his bills paid and his business ideas and startups his parents funded. So if he got back on their gravy train, I'm pretty sure he's probably spent, and this is my estimation, $100,000 on OnlyFans.
Or similar things.
Or dating, where they were like, hey, pay for my nails, pay for my kids.
Mormon girl do that.
Oh, but all the scene chicks he probably wanted. Every girl who would go out and be like, oh, pay for my nails, pay for my makeup, I'm out of eyeliner. Oh my God, you know. It's not just the ghetto girls doing this. It's the ones that are getting recorded right now. But I guarantee you there are scene girls going out there and being like,
oh, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yes. I understand. But they're not being caught on it. So either the Caucasian males are just saying, okay, let's pay for this and see what we can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could tell you three other people that I'm sure are still online paying for things online they shouldn't be and would fall for this. Me, myself, I'm a little too masculine for this. I'm going to tell you to kick rocks. Unless it's my wife, because I probably would have fell for it because, you know, it's my wife. It's meant to be. Nails. You need it. Got it.
I do need my nails done.
You got it.
Yes. Gotta go.
It is what it is. You need it. But wrap. I already got you a coffee today.
I need another one.
Okay. But wrapping my head around how some people fall for these things and don't speak up, because I've only seen, you know, a dozen or so of these videos. It drives me insane. Because this is almost like there has to be thousands of women going and trying to pull the scam.
If it works, keep working it.
Oh, see, this is where we differ. I think it's a lack of foundation in the home. Everything goes back to how you, like, mom and dad in the family. Everything. And it's just one of those things. Like, you can tell.
Wherever that idea came for me with that guy with the car insurance, I've never seen my mom do something like that.
Yeah, it's probably from one of your friends. You hung out with a lot of trashy people.
The other guys at work were making hee hee and ha ha jokes about I should, and I'm like, pfft. But they were just joking. They were being funny. I was like, I'll do it. Fuck it.
I think the worst I did talking about that, like, I didn't want to date a certain person named Bree from Starbucks. This girl, lovely girl. Not my type at all. She was my height at the time, probably just around my weight. Not like bulky. She was bulky. She was like, what's the Brianna Tarth? Brianna Tarth in a Starbucks worker.
I remember her being very tall, but very I thought tall. She was more slender.
She's Brianna Tarth, slender, but she's like bulky, like bigger.
Yeah.
Brianna Tarth in a Starbucks worker. I took utter advantage. But I was also 21. Yeah. Yeah. It was right between the time divorce and you, first time. And I was like, okay, you want me to go out with you? What am I going to get out of it? Some reason, got lent a car. Don't know why. It wasn't being used. It was a fancy little BMW.
Yeah.
Lent a car. Oh, no, my windows got smashed. That was what it was. Windows smashed, lent a car. You play video games? PS3 at the time. PS4 wasn't out. Here you go. There's some gaming chairs my dad doesn't use anymore. Dad got super pissed that it was given to me, but I already had him. oh, you know, I got all these extra alcohol. She gave me everything. Oh, you need cash, blah, blah. She was the type of person who hung out at my house. I'd go take a shower. She'd try and walk in. No. Bad.
All right.
It was one of those things. I'm just not interested. So I see the appeal of, like, let's use these people.
There's a sucker born every minute.
But goddamn. People are taking it from, like, okay, at least I spent time with this person, consoled this person with their stuff, and, like, genuinely was a friend to someone. Versus, like, give me all your shit.
I think
today,
the thing is,
if you want to see me.
It's like, when I pay $50 for nails in California, that's a deal. And that's because I've been going to the same lady for like 10, 11 years.
And they talk about everything?
Yeah. So she chart $50 is with the tip. It's less than that. But she'll do whatever I want, any decorations, anything. So nails for like regular people going into a regular salon, those are like touching $120, maybe $150 for a full set, new set. So if you're paying $150 for your nail, your hair is probably touching on $300. That's $450. So if some sucker fish over here wants to come out of pocket $450, and then I got $450 that I could put towards bills or groceries or whatever else because money is slim and inflation is up, yeah, take him for his money.
That's where I'm going to leave it then. It's ladies, take him for the money. Men, take him for the money. Try and save your money. I appreciate it. It's an awkward one. You know.
Love your life, not a man.
We'll see you all next week. And this is Conversations with the Wife and Husband of During Business Hours.